can start experiencing real joint relief in as few as 7 days, thanks to a revolutionary joint breakthrough called Beneflex. Even better, you can get started today because complimentary Beneflex samples are being released in your area. To guarantee your sample, call now, 1-800-300-6988. The unique Beneflex formula contains a clinically tested patented ingredient that's so effective, you only need to take one pill daily. Just one pill, and you can begin to experience joint relief in as few as 7 days. So get started on your way to relief today by calling now to guarantee your complimentary sample. You've suffered with joint discomfort long enough, and now you can get relief quicker than you thought possible. Beneflex is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop, but to receive a complimentary sample, you must call now. Guarantee your sample today. 1-800-300-6988. That's 1-800-300-6988.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest cycling retailer, is facing record high inventory levels, and it must be sold. Now through Sunday, it's Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale at performancebike.com. Over 1,300 items on sale for every style of riding. Many prices too low to advertise. Red Tag deals on helmets, clothing, parts, accessories, and every bike at performancebike.com is priced to sell now. Plus over 50 doorbusters at 50% off. But only while supplies last. Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale, now through Sunday at performancebike.com.
Did you know that eye problems can impact learning and behavior? Have your child get an eye exam yearly. Find a doctor at thinkaboutyoureyes.com.
Hi, St. Louis, it's the roofer for Lane House Construction. Most people know Lane House is a great roofing company, but did you know we also do siding, windows, gutters, and decks? So if you have work on the outside of your home, call Lane House Construction, 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Is this Half Breed?
It is.
Oh, one of my favorites.
My father married a good Cherokee. My mother's people were ashamed of me.
That's Cher. You got to hand it to her, though. You know what? Survivor.
Yeah.
She's a survivor. I watched her on that. It was either HBO or Showtime, and it was, I think it was just called Dear Mom or something. It was Cher and her mother. And by the way, her mother is smoking hot. Have you ever seen her mother?
No.
No.
Good looking. Good looking woman. And it was actually interesting. And I thought, when I started to watch it, what am I doing? Watching a thing with Cher and her mother, this is what women do. And I watched the whole thing because it was pretty interesting. It was good. And Cher's a fascinating person. I think she's probably
fabulous.
She does. And
oh,
I don't know how
gosh.
Much of it's a plastic and how much, but she looks good. Look,
gay men love her. One of the icons.
Now, why is that?
I don't know.
Why do they like her? What is it that
the
makes
costuming? I think.
And who else do they like? Madonna.
Yeah, Bette Midler.
They love Bette Midler, but Bette Midler started working gay bathhouses.
Yeah,
let's talk about this for a second. Bathhouse, what is that? Gay bathhouse?
Are there still? I think there are still some around.
In New York City, they have gay bathhouses. What do you bathe
together?
Yeah, I guess.
But she started, I think, with a piano player or something in these gay places. So gay guys love her. Gay guys used to like. And you won't know who this is, but Anne Murray. Snowbird. Anne Murray had a bunch of hits in the, like, 60s or something. And gay guys loved her. Now, women, there are certain gay performers, men, that women flock to see. Barry Manilow. The best example I can think of. Women love Barry Manilow. And the guy's not a great singer. He's not a great singer. He's not good looking. He looks hideous now.
No.
They love him. They love this guy even more than they love Elton John. Women don't go crazy for Elton John the way they do for Barry. Now, why is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
What is the difference? They're two gay guys, and women also don't go crazy for Johnny Mathis the way they do Barry Manilow. Couples go for Johnny Mathis.
Right.
Older people go for Johnny Mathis. I've never figured this out. Why some of these gay guys just... Women just pack the show.
I didn't know Johnny Mathis was gay.
You didn't know?
No.
Well, I can't prove it, but I think there's about a 99% chance that Johnny Mathis is really gay. Think about it. He's And I've seen him in concert about three times. He's very put together. He's very neat and meticulous. He's very almost effeminate. He's never been linked to any woman ever. You know, never.
No.
And I think I read Johnny Mathis. I finally read an article about his partner or something. Oh, and you know what? There was an article about a year ago, and he did make reference to his sexuality. I finally did see that one time. But you didn't suspect Johnny Mathis was gay?
I guess I haven't seen him enough to know.
You want to hear a little bit of Johnny Mathis?
I would like to.
Chances are call you with a silicon.
Thank you.
Until the 12th of November, I will be loving you. Hold me close, never let me go. It's like he chokes. But he's a great singer. He's a great singer. Joy Behar is leaving The View. Good riddance.
No.
Good riddance. There are very few people that I can think of where I can't stand the sound or the sight of them. Joy Behar is one of those people.
Yeah.
I absolutely cannot stand her. And I'm that person for some people. I get that. But this Joy Behar, honest to God, when I turn on the TV and she's there, I can't get to the remote fast enough to get her face off of there. Her attitude, her personality, she's irritating, obnoxious, not funny. Joy Behar's supposed to be a comedian.
Yeah. Never seen her do any stand-up.
I've never heard her say anything funny or never seen her stand up, and I got a feeling if I did, it wouldn't be funny. Is there anybody you can think of that you cannot stand the sight of? That you just can't stand their voice, their face? If they're going to be on you, just run the other way.
Rosie O'Donnell does that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put her right there, right alongside Joy Behar. I'm with you.
But how does Joy Behar even get to where she is and be on for so long?
That's what I want to know, because until Barbara Walters put her on The View, I don't think most of the world ever knew who she
was. Never heard of her.
She was just a second-rate stand-up in a couple of clubs somewhere, and for some reason Barbara Walters thought, oh, I think she'd be good on The View. And maybe she was perfect for The View. But that's, to me, I think that's what put Joy Behar on the map, was The View.
And I've never known of anything.
And
else.
I'd put Rosie in there, too. Rosie O'Donnell. Mm-hmm. That loudmouth, obnoxious Rosie O'Donnell. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Anything goes. It's Thursday. This is the day we have all the time in the world to talk, and if there's somebody you cannot stand. Now, there are people I don't get. There are people I see, and I just go, How are you famous? I mean, the best example is the Kardashians.
Because my lovely wife watches most of those Real Housewives shows.
Yeah.
And they get their own spinoff shows now. And those are people that are one, if I see them on TV, I just go, I don't know.
Isn't every one of those shows exactly the same?
Yes.
The Real Housewives of fill in the blank.
Right.
It's just a bunch of spoiled, too much money, stupid.
And most of them aren't attractive. And then the couple of the ones that are attractive,
but they
over
think
the course of the year, you know, the couple years they're on the show, they ruin themselves with plastic surgery. They become this Botoxed.
But see, they think they're attractive.
Oh, yeah. And they think all that plastic surgery they get done helps them. But, yeah.
And there's nothing more hideous to me than a woman who doesn't know that she looks like a hideous monster. She thinks she's good looking. I think Joan Rivers knows that she's hideous looking. But here's the interesting thing about Joan Rivers. She's actually starting to get good looking again. I'm not kidding.
I think she looks better than ever.
She does. She went through a phase where when she was younger, she was just kind of a horse-faced young woman like Sarah Jessica Parker. She wasn't attractive, but she was funny. And so then she had a bunch of plastic surgery, and she looked like a monster. And I think she shopped around until she found a doctor, and she said, hey, can you fix these mistakes? And somebody did, and now I can look at her again.
My daughter and I just the other night were comparing her pictures when she was young and no plastic surgery to now, and she's
better
looking now than she ever was.
When you got money, you can look better. When you're old, you can. All right, off to the phones we go. Rudy is here. Let me not mess this up. Hey, Rudy, how are you?
Rudy, a.k.a. Super Dave Osborne.
Yes, Rudy, that sounds like Super Dave. What's going on, Rudy?
First of all, I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. That's good to hear.
Hallelujah. All right, so you people are out to grab the remote. It used to be that Keith, an obnoxious Keith Olbermann. I think they finally wised up and booted his sorry butt off the air. But I could not stand that guy.
And I haven't seen enough of him to dislike him, quite honestly.
He started on SportsCenter. He was a sports guy.
He was okay, Peon, when he's on sports. Yeah. I liked him. He was a good sports. But then all of a sudden he started doing this. He's just so
politics.
The other way. I don't want to turn this into a political show, but he's just so anti. He's just so far to the left, it's not even funny. And they finally booted him off. The other guy, and I can't put my finger on it. Maybe you guys can help me out. Piers Morgan.
No, I'll help you out. oh, my goodness. I honest to goodness, why is this guy on TV?
I can't stand it. Like, why don't you go back to Britain? Really get out of here.
First of all, he can't talk. His mouth looks like he just ate the most sour, some kind of, what's the sourest thing
lemon?
In the world? More sour.
Whatever's
the most sour thing in the world. He's got that, and his questions aren't interesting. He's not interesting. He has no charisma. I cannot stand that period. I'd rather have Larry King, that vulture, that hunched over, suspended vulture, any day back on that show than Piers Morgan.
Man, I tell you what, now I got to grab the rope faster next time he comes on.
Yeah, no kidding. Good one. Piers Morgan.
All right. Thanks. You guys have a good day, and as always, I enjoy the show.
Thank you, Rudy. He nailed Piers Morgan. I forgot all about him. And I tried. I gave that guy all the time in the world, and I don't get it.
Yeah, I heard his ratings are horrible, too.
They are. Is that the best we can? Come on.
When are they going to pull the plug on
it? Watch America's Got Talent or something. Look at all the talented people out there. Look at all the talented people, all the potentially good singers, dancers, interviewers, and we got Piers Morgan. I don't get it. Hello, Stan. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen and lady.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Stan.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
You know, somebody, this is fun talking about people that we can't stand, isn't it?
No, I like it.
Somebody who doesn't have any grace, Nancy Grace.
Hey, hold on. I'm going to move the list down, and above Joy Behar, and above Rosie O'Donnell, and above Piers Morgan, I'm putting way above them
top of the list
that horrible Nancy Grace. All right, a couple of things, and then you can talk. One, she looks like she's smelling a skunk that's right at her feet. Just there's a skunk right in my feet, and I'm smelling it, and I look like something stinks. Two, she's the most annoying,
abrasive,
know-it-all, abrasive B-word. I good one.
Who are her viewers? That's
Thank
what
you.
I want to know.
Women.
You think women like her?
It has to be. No,
I don't
man.
Like her.
Stan, now it's your turn to trash her.
It's just, you know, I have a beautiful, loving wife, and she watches her every night, and I walk in the room,
See?
And I get instantly pissed off.
And why does your wife like Nancy Grace? Does she think that she's speaking on behalf of all women? What is it she like about her?
Well, you know, my wife likes, like, death shows where they solve murders, so there's always something kind of dirty going on in that show. I guess that's the attraction. I don't get it.
But Nancy Grace, if you really watch her, doesn't solve anything. She just over-dramatizes everything. She's so dramatic. She makes everything bigger than it is. And, like, she's going to get to the bottom of everything. I have on the line with me now from Fort Wayne, Indiana, the doctor, thanks for being with us. What the hell's going on here? I mean, it's like she's the only person that's going to get this solved. Oh, good one. That's a good one. Thank you, Stan.
Bye.
Nancy Grace.
Yeah, makes my skin crawl.
Mini P, do you have one? You have somebody you just can't. If they come on, you can't turn it off.
Nancy
enough.
Grace.
Now, see, you're just copying us.
No, I can't.
But you're
Nancy
Mini
Grace.
P. Well, he's me.
He is.
He should say what I say. Let's go to Ed. Hello, Ed. How are you?
Oh, doing quite well, Frank. I'm trying to fight people at the gas station right now for the $3.35 gas. However,
and there's always a however.
And there's always a however. Exactly. The one I just grew up, just could not stand ever, was Don Rickles. Why is it funny to insult someone and people laugh at that and think that's funny, but his voice just grates on my nerves?
Okay, here's where we have to part company here. I think Don Rickles is hilarious. Now, I will give you this. It's you hockey puck. It's the same act over and over and over. But for some reason, he can insult people, and I know of very few cases where anybody got mad.
Oh, those Dean Martin roasts. He was, and he never used a script. It was always just ad lib.
And I think, Ed, part of what was funny was Rickles would attack people that nobody dared to attack, like Frank Sinatra. I mean, he would lay in, and everybody was kind of uncovered. They go, oh, my goodness, a Frank Sinatra. But that, I think, was the beauty of what Rickles did.
That's why everybody, Frank liked him.
Yes, yes, everybody was a target. Everybody. And it was so all-inclusive that you couldn't call him a racist. You couldn't say that he hated any particular. He leveled everybody. And if you take a look at his rapid fire delivery, even at his age, he's still out there, Rick.
Yes.
Yeah, he does have the quick.
It's pretty amazing that his mind can move that fast. You know, people talk about Robin Williams. What they don't understand is what seems to be stream of consciousness from Robin Williams is well prepared. It's already laid out. It's not coming right off the cuff.
And he would do the routine and not tell Frank, but he said, hey, Frank, I have this beautiful lady I'm going to have dinner with tonight. Can you do me a favor and come over and say how much of a buddy you are of me and everything? And it would really go over well. And then Frank would come over to the table and interrupt Don and said, hey, Don, how are you? And Frank, I'm here to talk. Talking to this lady, don't bother me.
Please,
right now.
Do you mind?
I mean, yeah,
he was just so rude that one I have to disagree with. But this is what we're looking for, because it's interesting to me what people completely turn off other people. And yours is Don Rickles. Do you have another one?
Yes. No, basically that's it.
Okay.
I respect your opinion there, Frank.
Here's the other thing that's interesting about Rickles. If Rickles were really an obnoxious and real-life horrible person, he would not have the very close friends. And he does have some very close friends. In show. Bob Newhart is one of his best friends. Johnny Carson was one of his best friends. And they love this guy. They love...
Well, now, I did appreciate his movie work. Like, for instance...
Casino?
Kelly, what was the one? Casino?
Yeah.
With De Niro. And,
absolutely.
I don't know. He was always the inside bad guy, basically.
And by the way, that was a real surprise to me. When I saw him on Casino, I thought, wait a minute, but he pulled it off.
Yes.
He pulled it off.
Yeah,
that's
he did.
That's a good one, Ed. That's a good one.
Well, okay, I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Frank. Talk to you later.
I don't agree with it, but I can see how somebody would not like. I don't think my parents like Don Rickles. I don't think my dad today, if he saw Don, I don't think he'd think that's funny.
Oh, I thought he was a genius.
Yeah.
Some of those appearances on the Tonight Show.
And here's the other thing. Sort of like Henny Youngman. You know, Henny Youngman came out with a violin. The violin had nothing to do with the act. It was a pretty clever prop. And he would just do, you know, the Take My Wife, Please, and the one line. And it's sort of something nobody ever did like that. Rickles found something that there was a guy named Jackie Leonard who used to come out and insult people. But he didn't do it the way Rickles did. You actually did hate Jackie Leonard. And I think Rickles was the first guy to come out and insult people. And at first, they're very uncomfortable. And by the end of the show, they're just laughing their guts out. It doesn't matter if you're black or. And he was pretty blatant about, he'd do the black accent. You know?
Oh, back in the 70s, yeah, those Dean Martin roasts. He would, he was definitely not politically correct.
Anybody else had done what he did, and they'd have been
knocked out.
out of show business. Let's go to Trish. Hello, Trish.
Hello. I am AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And, Stan took mine. I had Nancy Grace also.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to hear a woman who says she can't stand Nancy Grace.
I can't stand her. I'm like you. I hear her on the TV and I can't get to the remote fast enough. But I do have a second one.
Okay.
And the second one's Kathy Lee Gifford.
Now, that's interesting.
Really?
That's very interesting. You like Kathy Lee?
I do.
My wife likes Kathy Lee, and I actually find her hot. I think she's phony. Let's put it this way. I think there's a lot of phoniness that goes with her, but at the same time, there's something about her that I'm attracted to. And what do you what do you not like about her?
I just think she seems fake. I don't know.
That I agree with. No, I do agree with that. There's a lot about her that's fake.
I don't know. But
I don't like it when she talks about, Frank and I were in the Hamptons this week.
Right.
I don't like that. I don't think people relate to that.
I did not like her when she was on Regis and Kathy Lee, but I really like her on the Today Show.
Yeah, she is really beautiful. She's really a pretty woman, but there's just, I think it's just that that I think she seems fake, that nobody can be that happy all the time.
Yeah, and if they are, you don't want them to be.
I don't know. But anyway, Nancy Grace was my my number one.
All right, then you're okay by me. Thank you, Trish.
All right, thanks, all right. Frank. Bye.
One more, and we'll take a break. That'll be probably Chuck. Hello, Chuck.
Yes, hello, and I just want to say hello, darling.
No, it's Holly.
Oh, jeez, I thought the other guy said it was Holly.
Yeah, he messed up. It's Holly.
Hi, Chuck.
So much for that.
What's up, Chuck?
I got to agree on Piers Morgan, and how anyone could dislike Rickles is beyond me, but here's mine. As an actor, Hugh Grant, I could not watch any movie with Hugh Grant in it. The blinking and the stuttering, I just don't get it.
I agree with you 100%, and I'm going to add something to it. Hugh Grant, to me, is a girly man. He's not a man. He's a girly guy. He's effeminate. He's not a great actor. And nobody, most of the world never even knew who this guy was until he picked up some black transvestite or something. I mean, I never heard of the guy.
He's in all those same romantic, he does the same romantic movie over and over and over again, and women just adore him. I just don't get it.
Why do women like a guy who's more like a girl than a guy?
Bad teeth.
Yes, he does have bad teeth. No, he does have bad teeth.
Maybe they think he's romantic.
Here's a couple more real quick, just on the level that you don't like Joy Behar and Rosie O'Donnell, Rush Limbaugh and Jerry Falwell. I'm just purely from a smugness and arrogance.
Okay.
I just can't stand their smugness and arrogance. And I mean, just when Falwell was around, just the smiling, conniving little manipulator he was.
Well, you know who the new Falwell is. If you want to dislike somebody, that stinking Pat Robertson.
Yes,
Robertson's been around forever. He's kind of harmless though compared to Falwell.
Well, he's harmless. But Pat Robertson is the one that says the dumbest things I've ever heard anybody say. Pat Robertson is the new holier than thou. I know what's right for everybody, guy. That's Pat Robertson. All right, man. Thank you. Yep. Appreciate it, Chuck. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll go back. We have a bunch of calls. If you're patient, you can hang on. That'd be great. Otherwise, you can call right back. But I need to sell some windows, Window World windows. I got an email a couple of days ago from somebody that said, hey, we are going to flip a house, meaning going to buy a house and then flip it, make it a lot nicer than it was and sell it. And they wanted to replace the windows and asked me how to get a hold of Window World. And I wrote them an email back and told them. I'll tell you how to get a hold of them, too. You go to WindowWorldSt.Louis.com, or you can call 314-993-1800. Now, that's a very smart thing this person's doing, because what you don't want to put into a house if you're going to flip it is some window product that costs four times what it should. You're not going to get that money back. Window World windows are actually a good investment because of the value of the window. For $189, you're not going to find a window for less than $189 that's anywhere close to a Window World window. They're vinyl windows. If you want to step that up and upgrade and you want wood, you can do that. They have other options. But when they say you can have a window for $189, you can. Now, sometimes people decide they want that thermal heat reflective whatever glass, which, by the way, is pretty impressive stuff. I watched them do a demonstration of that, and they put this high-intensity heat lamp on one side of a regular painted glass, and you can feel the heat, all of it, come through the glass. And then they show you the difference. There's a product they have. You, honest to goodness, you can't feel any of the heat, and it's right up against that glass, and it doesn't transfer through. So you can do the basic window. You can step it up, whatever you want to do, whatever level, you're going to get your money's worth. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. This is the one with a good housekeeping seal of approval. And I've said this before. I would encourage anybody, when you've got a little time and you're at the computer, go to YouTube and type in good housekeeping seal research. There are videos out there that take you into the good housekeeping laboratories and show you what they run products through before they'll give them their seal of approval. And they run them through the mill. That seal doesn't get just on anything, but it's on the Window World window. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com or 314-993-1800. Window World.
Let's take a look at how traffic is going for your ride home today with Tim Weiland. Tim?
All right, we look at the downtown bridge approaches. Eastbound 64, not as bad as usual. You're slow just at 20th Street to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55 is approaching Park. Once you get over the bridge, though, Poplar Street Bridge on eastbound 5570, you're slow all the way through the merge with 64. Now, if you're traveling north on 255, you've got about a mile back up approaching Collinsville Road. Once you hit that construction zone, that single lane just starts spreading out. But southbound 255, you're pretty well jammed up just south of 162 down through Collinsville Road before things finally open up there. Southbound 270, getting heavy now, the Clayton Road overpass through Doherty Ferry. And if you're on westbound 70, a little bit heavy past the airport in a couple pockets, and then stop and go from 270 to the Blanchette and from 370 out through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. And this traffic report brought to you by Walmart. Walmart has all you need for back to school, from backpacks to snacks. Save money, live better, Walmart. Walmart stores will match the price of local competitors. Printed ad for same product, not valid for Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou. Get every pass.
Franklin over the middle. Caught by Lucas at the 25 and the 20. Inside the 10. Breaks a tackle. To the house.
Every play.
Franklin moves left. Now moving back to his left side. Steps up. Throws in the end zone. Man wide open. Touchdown, Missouri.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you looking for a new kitchen or a new bath? How would you like to only spend $5,000 on your brand new kitchen? Well, you can if you go to Affordable Kitchens and Baths. It's a division of Callier and Thompson. It's the home of the $5,000 kitchen, which includes in-stock all-wood maple cabinetry, 2-centimeter granite counter slabs, and all stainless steel appliances. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. Now, where is it? It's in St. Peter's, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94 in St. Peter's, right between Kisker and Central School Road. Affordable Kitchen and Bath has great financing rates with any project. It's got ding and dent appliances, and as I said, it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94 in St. Peter's, between Kisker and Central School Road, a division of Callier and Thompson, so it's synonymous with quality. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters with great news for all your West County appliance shoppers. Tired of driving up and down Manchester Road looking for the best deal at the usual appliance stores or big box stores who claim to have the lowest price when in reality they all have the same? Appliance Discounters opened their largest showroom in Baldwin Plaza, located next to the Club Fitness at 15425 Manchester Road. That's right, West County shoppers can see what other appliance shoppers in St. Charles, Webster Groves, and Arnold have found when purchasing at Appliance Discounters. Huge cash savings and the very best customer service. Appliance Discounters buys GE appliances by the truckload and then passes the savings on to you. And now, for a limited time, in addition to Appliance Discounters' already low prices, you can receive up to $750 in cash rebates direct from GE on select GE appliances. So if you're in the market for a brand new GE kitchen appliance, stop by our newest and largest showroom and we will prove to you how much money we can save you on your next appliance purchase. Great savings, hometown buying, Appliance Discounters is a place to shop for your next appliance.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted Permajack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also Permajack. The representatives at Permajack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. Permajack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, Permajack. Call Permajack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock, Permajack, 636-225-2553.
Hi folks, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. If you're like the rest of us, you got junk all over the house. I want to help you get rid of some of that clutter around the house. You know you've been wanting to, but just haven't had the time, energy, or muscles to get it done. Well, you need to call the helpful people at Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. Pitch It and Forget It is a residential commercial junk removal company. Their professional staff will come to your house at a scheduled time and remove the items no longer wanted, freeing up valuable space. Pitch and Forget It will remove old TVs, appliances, home remodeling waste, rugs, old couches, furniture from your attic, basement, garage, or anywhere in the house, and you don't have to lift a finger. Pitch and Forget It will even clean up after themselves. They're eco-friendly, recycling most items, so call Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchit.us. That's pitchit.us. Don't forget, call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100.
Every time you pull up to your home, you notice it. Your neighbors notice it, too. Your paint is chipping, peeling, fading. So you're going to paint your house yourself? I don't think so. You're going to pay someone else every few years to paint? That makes no sense. The solution? RhinoShield, a revolutionary permanent ceramic coating that comes with a 25-year warranty. Bottom line, with RhinoShield, you will never have to paint your house again. Guaranteed. Perfect for wood, brick, stucco, even vinyl. And unlike vinyl, no mold, no mildew, no kidding. Call today for your free estimate, 877-25-RHINO. It's more affordable than you think, 877-25-RHINO.
No paint, don't vinyl, go RhinoShield. Never paint your house again, RhinoShield.
RhinoShield is more affordable than you think. For your free estimate, call 877-25-RHINO or on the web at 877-25-RHINO.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free OneTouch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
This week on Real Estate Radio.
Check out the latest and greatest homes that have just hit the market right here on our show.
Real Estate Radio, Sunday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
What are those accents?
I think it's Australian.
Latest and greatest.
I like it, Australian. I wish I had an accent. Do you ever wish you had an accent sometimes?
I never thought about it. Yeah, you know what? That Antonio Banderas thing.
Oh, the Spanish?
What, when you talk to
Spaniard?
You talk to the ladies and they start wanting to take their clothes off when they hear you speak, you know. And that's the one, to me, is the one that does it for them. Is it Ricardo Montalban?
Right.
Those kind of guys, you know. In fact, now that I do it,
no,
I think I will just continue because I look at Holly and she's getting all sweaty from this voice. I will do one thing so that we can just open it up here and take a whole bunch of calls. I see a bunch of you on there, so allow me to do one this last bit of business, then I can I have a lot of time to talk and grab these calls. I'm listening to the radio like 2 days ago. I'm in the car, and I just punched around. And I normally don't listen to the radio because I think, for the most part, most of radio now is pretty pathetic. And I heard a couple of clowns doing a Ballast Dental Care commercial. Now, I know why they're doing them, because the station got a hold of Ballast Dental Care, and they knew they were on the air here, and they go, "You need to be on the air with us. We'll bring you some business." And these jokers, it was, first of all, it was so obvious they're reading everything they're saying. And it was also obvious they didn't know one thing about Ballast Dental Care, except that they just started going there because they had come on the air. Well, here's my story. I've been going to Ballast Dental Care for 40 years. 40 years. I didn't go because they were on the air. They didn't come on the air till I'd been going there for almost 30 years. So nobody's more qualified to speak about Ballast Dental Care than I am. And look, I never had braces as a kid. All my kids had braces.
I did.
You did? I think most people had. Did you have braces?
Only on my lower teeth.
At what age?
14.
Okay. That's when you're really conscious of your looks.
Yeah, that's about when
And then here's what's funny. You're self-conscious about your teeth, but then you're more self-conscious about your braces. Right. And you can't wait to get them off.
I remember sometime when they tighten them down.
I remember my kids just, you couldn't bite into anything.
But
back then, all braces were like barbed wire fence or something.
Now you can get the...
Yeah, you get that really cool stuff you can barely see. Here's the point. I've been very lucky with teeth. I was born with good... Some people are born genetically with great hair. I missed out on that deal. Or good skin or bad skin. I had good teeth. I didn't need braces. And I've had a few cavities and whatever. So here's the deal. I could go anywhere to the dentist. Anybody could. When I discovered this place 40 years ago, since that day, I have never wanted to go anywhere else. So I'm inviting you to come to my dentist. Join me there. They'd love to have you as a new patient. And you're going to feel like you've been a patient there for a long, long time with the first visit. They just have a way of making you feel welcome and at home and just eliminating that anxiety and that fear. It's Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Back to the phones, and this is Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hey, everybody.
Bill, everybody.
Hey, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
What's up, Bill?
AM and PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Wanda Sykes.
Okay. I can see that. I'm with you. And Kathy Griffin. Let's throw her in there, too. I can't stand her.
I can't stand
her. Wanda Sykes. Okay, I agree.
On the guy side, when he was on TV, John Ritter, I
really
couldn't watch him.
I couldn't watch him and didn't watch that Three's Company thing.
I enjoyed Three's
Company. But I got to appreciate Ritter when I read a few articles about him and what a really decent, nice guy he was. And what's funny is that'll change your mind sometimes about people that you thought you couldn't stand. And then you read something really great about him and you go, okay, give him another chance.
Really good in Sling Blade,
too. He was great. Did you see Sling Blade?
No, I'll give him credit for that one.
Yeah, he did a great job in Sling Blade, which showed me he actually was a pretty good actor in addition to just being sort of a sitcom guy, you know. But apparently he was a decent guy that everybody liked to work with. But I could see how you might not particularly like him to watch him.
Now, there is one person, and I won't mention the name of the, he's an advertiser who peddles jewelry, and I will turn the radio station regardless. Mm-hmm. What the station is or whatever, I don't know, his voice, I don't know what he looks like, but his voice and his delivery on his jewelry store commercials just kind of drive me up a wall.
Well, here's the truth, and this is just the truth. There are a lot of people who do their own commercials who have no business doing their own commercials. Some people can pull it off, but some people can't, and it's an ego thing, and they like to hear their buddies go, hey, I heard you on the radio or saw you on TV, when in fact they probably do their business more harm than good. Sometimes it's a good idea and sometimes it's not. John, Bill, rather, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right, John, I said John because John's next. Hello, John.
Frank, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very well. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
You guys have been on 550.
I'm sorry?
Since you've been on 550, AM and the PM.
Yeah, that's a long time. That's 16 plus years.
You bet. Hey, it's a three-way tie for me. You mentioned one name just now, Kathy Griffin, and I'd throw in that mix Rachel Maddow and Nancy Pelosi.
Well, I don't want to get too political, but take politics out of it. If Nancy Pelosi weren't a politician, she'd still be a stretched-faced, over-plastic surgery, Botoxed, frozen-smiled, whatever. Right. It's not about politics. It's just... That smile drives me nuts. I don't think she can not smile. I think it's frozen on there. I really do.
Yeah,
Rachel Maddow, I don't really know enough about who that is. I know it's a, is that a political person?
She's on, what, MSNBC, I think. Yeah. Short hair, black rimmed glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who's your third one?
Kathy Griffin.
Kathy Griffin.
Here's what's interesting to me. Kathy Griffin, another woman that gay guys like.
Yes.
But right. It's interesting to me that in this country, which not too many years ago was pretty high morals and standards and certain things we just didn't go for. And then all of a sudden these skanks like, Griffin and Chelsea Handler and Kardashians, these skanky, slutty, by their own admission, sleeping with 1,000 guys. That's okay. And it's like we make them big, rich celebrities. That confuses me a little bit.
Right, and I think it's one of the reasons for me they're you know unattractive personalities. They're just they cuss a lot. They're kind of vulgar. It's just it's a turnoff.
It's not the girl you'd want to take home to your mother.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Not.
Thank you, John.
You best.
Bye-bye. Here's Wayne. John Wayne. John Hey. Wayne. Hello, Wayne. How are you?
That was my uncle.
Oh, okay. Uncle John Wayne. What's
I'm
up?
AM and a PM. Hallelujah. Hi, Holly.
Hi, Wayne.
I've got a bunch of people that irritate me. It's the people that have their heads stuck so far up their bottom end.
Now, we're talking about people who just by their appearance or their voices, you can't stand them.
Well, I've got a remedy for the people like that. We cut out their belly button, put in a piece of plexiglass so they can see where they're going.
Okay. What I'm looking for is somebody you absolutely cannot
watch.
Lisa Lampanelli.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to go with you on that too. Another case of a chick who makes a big deal out of how skanky and slutty she is.
Yeah.
And that's funny somehow.
Well, not to me.
Who else you got?
Oh, that she's probably top on my list.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Wayne, thank you.
Bye.
Now, he just said he had a whole list of them.
I think he just, in general, he doesn't like people who have their heads up their butts.
Okay. This would be Ray. Hello, Ray.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're doing great. How are you doing? What's up? Hello? Yeah, you're on. You're on. We got you.
Oh, okay. Hey, I was thinking about Walter. You know who Walter is?
Walter?
Yeah, he's that angry dummy that sits on Jeff Dunham's lap.
Well, it's not a real person.
Oh. I can't really stand Jeff Dunham. I don't know what it is about him.
Yeah, he's not. If you ever see Fader, like Terry Fader, then you'll put Jeff Dunham in the distant second. Who's the other one? It's Fader and Dunham. There's one other guy in Vegas or somewhere.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I kind of am with you on the Walter thing. I can
hang with him for a little while, but then he gets a little bit like, you know, and then they were comparing him on Wikipedia to Don Rickles, and that's what made me think of him when you guys were talking about that.
Oh, well,
first of all,
close.
A ventriloquist dummy is supposed to be funny, okay?
Yeah,
not irritating.
And, right, right.
Walter changed all of that. You got anybody else?
Well, you guys are talking about Nancy Grace. There was a time when I actually liked her because attacking people, but then she really goes too far with it.
She looks like Satan. Her eyebrows are
like horns.
She looks like if you pulled her hair back, she'd have horns. and she's got satanic eyes or something. It's just something about her. Ray, thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
All right, one more quick one, then we got to break away here, but let's get John in here. Hello, John.
Hi, Frank, gang.
John
in the BM.
Hey, John.
Hi, John.
What's up?
I'll make it quick. She's got to be the queen, Joan Rivers.
She's not my favorite, but I can watch. Did you ever see the documentary on her, Joan Rivers, a Work in Progress? Did you see that documentary?
No, I never
did. Well, if you get a chance, HBO or Showtime, they rerun it every once in a while. It's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. She's a pretty interesting study. And if nothing else, and she's filthy and she's vulgar, but if nothing else, she is who she is, and she doesn't try to pretend to be anybody else.
She has a lot of people on her payroll. She takes care of a lot of people.
She's a workaholic. She's apparently very loyal to the people that work for her. And every Thanksgiving, she does some pretty incredible things, including throwing a huge Thanksgiving dinner for everybody that she cares about. And it's a big dinner. And that side of her that you don't get to see. But,
that's obvious.
Yeah, she's not my favorite.
All right. Well, guys, have a great weekend.
You too, John. Thank you.
All right, bye now. All right,
there goes John. Bill Cleveland's on the way. APG, Associated Physicians Group. Easy way to remember it. All pain gone. No,
brother.
Awkward. Awkward. Somebody cleared her throat. Right on the microphone.
Didn't we have this issue the other day?
Yes, we did. It happened once before. Now, let's see. Let's go around the room. Mini P, did you clear your throat like a woman? That's what it would have sounded like.
No, I can't say that I did.
Mini P, clear your throat.
Let's see if it sounds like. No, that wasn't.
No,
it clear
was,
your
no,
throat,
let's,
Pete. Let me do it. No, it wasn't any of us. That leaves one person. Holly, you cleared your throat right on the microphone.
I don't think I did.
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, maybe we were mistaken. You know,
we could be wrong. We could be wrong.
It wouldn't be the first time.
You know what? Maybe some transmitted signal from outer space or something, or NASA.
Bleed over from another studio,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah. Bleeding into our system, and a woman at a station in Wyoming That signal hit our signal. That could have been it.
We have no reason to.
I think it was because
Holly,
I didn't.
I'm sorry.
We have no reason to not take Holly for her word.
Yeah, we've obviously falsely accused you of clearing your throat on the air. I feel bad.
I forgive you.
I feel bad. Thank you. I feel bad now. Associated Physicians Group, APG, they have, and listen, I think there's some really good news on the way before much longer, and it's about an office in Creve Coeur. I not yet, but it's coming, and I am going to be thrilled to death because now we'll have an Associated Physicians Group office on this side of the river, and you're going to be thrilled too. For now, there's O'Fallon, Illinois, Swansea, Illinois, and Edwardsville, Illinois. Physical therapy and pain management. Knees, necks, back, shoulders, the four big ones, the big four. Knees, necks, backs, and shoulders, and then everything else near it or connected to it or in between it. And it's a wonderful bunch of people who are highly trained to help you, sometimes you go in once a week or twice a week, or depending on the issue and what kind of rehab and what level. But they got a really impressive track record, especially when it comes to helping a lot of people avoid surgery who were convinced they were going to have to undergo surgery, especially knee surgery. You might want to check this website out, apgpain.com. And by the way, the seminar went really well. It was one of the best-attended knee seminars they ever had. When the next one comes, I'll be sure to tell you about it. APGPain.com.
Let's take a quick check of traffic. Tim Weiland joins us.
Well, we decided to take a trip over into Illinois pretty far and looking at southbound 55. You've got some real construction delays southbound on 55. They start out from about Livingston to Hamel, and then you've got another one from south of the rest area through Highway 143. I mean, you're just crawling, and it's miles and miles of backups. A lot of trucks and cars coming through this area, so just be patient as you go through that construction zone. Now, if you're traveling on eastbound 270, you're going to find slowdowns now a little bit east of McDonald through New Florissant. Southbound 170 was heavy near Forest Park Parkway through 64, and northbound 170 slow 70 up through Airport Road. And this report's brought to you by Applebee's. Applebee's has over 200 tasty new lunch combos to help reclaim your lunch. Choose from soup, salads, sandwiches, and pastas, all starting at just $6.99. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Be social. It's the KTRS way. The next time you're on Facebook, search the Big 550 and click like. Then you'll always be in the loop for breaking news and St. Louis scoops. Oh, yeah, and no postings from Farmville guaranteed. It only takes a second. Go to Facebook.com and search the Big 550. Then click like on our KTRS Facebook page. The Talk of St. Louis. The Big 550. KTRS.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies, Belleville and Bridgeton.